Price Cotton, their game plan will be to stop Price. What did you learn from that game when they did do a good job on him that you'll take into tomorrow night?
Everyone else scored. I think Bryce only got 19 points, is that right? I can't remember, just on the top of my head, he only scored 19 out of 20 last time. So, look, it's nothing new. We get used to guys trapping Bryce and denying him the ball all season, so it's nothing new to us.
Is that then a foil plan by them? Are they too focused in on Bryce, do you think?
That's a good question for them. We're not really worried, but we're just more worried about ourselves, how we're executing, we're making the extra passes. And, you know, when you got Nick, you know, 7-8 assists in the games recently, and Clint firing off there, and Tirico dropped 26 or something. So we've got enough scoring power for him. It's just getting the good shots that we need.
How is Tirico?
Yeah, no, he's good. Look, he's tough. He's one of the toughest guys that I coach, so he can play. He's played with Niggles before, and he'll just have to play again. But, yeah, he's a pretty tough character.
What was it that he did?
Just jammed the wrist, so it's more of a precaution that we got this week, and had a great session yesterday, got through it well, and so we'll rest him up today and get ready for tomorrow night.
So does he wear the cast all week and then take it off on game day, isn't
it? Yeah. No, he's a pretty tough character.
Trevor, have you got your head around the formula this weekend? You just have to win both?
Yeah, just worried about Friday night. So, yeah, we obviously our goal all the way through the season is get in the playoffs as soon as we possibly can, and we tick that box off, and now we want to try and lock in a top two as soon as we can, and hopefully that's Friday night.
When you're playing, it has to win to make it. Does it? Obviously, you guys have got your own ladder position to worry about. Does it change anything in the way that you reckon they would approach it?
Look, you can get caught on that stuff, but we're really locked into ourselves. We've been in that situation before. We had to beat Melbourne on their court a couple of years back. So, you know, the desperation level will be up, but it's really the pressure situation. The cream comes to the top. It's how you play together and how you handle that pressure. And you know, we do it collectively or individually, and we've done a pretty good job the last month.
They're an interesting team, aren't they? They can get pretty feisty. Are you preparing yourself for some heated battles out there on the court?
Yeah, well, they wear their heart on their sleeve. You see, last time they were up and about that first quarter, and then we locked them down the second and third quarters. So, yeah, it's one up high, down low, so we know not to get locked into that too much. It's more worried about ourselves, what we can do.
Who's got more to win for? They're fighting to get in the finals. You're fighting to maybe set yourself up for a real crack at a championship. Is there anyone who's got more to win?
Look, we're just really worried about ourselves. You know, we want to get to a top two position without a question. And that's, you know, we can do that on Friday night, putting a good performance. We played great basketball the last month and, you know, showed that fighting spirit last week when we didn't play well and really got on a roll. And playing in front of the Red Army is always a good fun, but we have a great contest against Adelaide no matter where we play.
Do you have to change your preparation for the week at all, given the two games? Obviously, you do a lot, but the importance of potentially the second one. Do you have someone focusing on Melbourne, someone focusing on Adelaide this week at all, or do you, given you're not going to be on a plane for half of Saturday?
Yeah, just the same as a normal doubleheader. The coaches do a really good job of planning, but we lock on to the court who we're playing right now. And I guess at this end of the year, you just want to keep the guys fresh. So we're probably on the court for an hour this time of the year. We just want to make sure they get fresh and have plenty to burn at the end of the game. And if it goes into overtime, we've got plenty to burn too, like last week.
Can you protect players at all with the doubleheader, or is that even not a consideration?
No. Yeah, we're trying to get to the finals top two as soon as possible. So, we're all good.
How much do you talk to the players about that top two? Lock it away on Friday.
Yeah, no, that's been our goal all the time, is obviously make the playoffs and then get in there and hopefully get into a good position for the playoffs. So, yeah, we spoke about it earlier this week. It was a good win last week against Sydney, but we know the job's not done yet, and, you know, we get a chance Friday night.
Mitch Norton, you keep saying 5 weeks. Mm. Is he getting any closer to it?
Yeah, I think it's about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So, look, he's on track. He's doing everything spot on, ticking all the boxes, but we've still got another 2-3 weeks to get through. So, obviously, he has to get on court to do it, but a lot of water to go under the bridge yet, and we're hopefully he can come back in the playoffs, and hopefully we're still playing at that stage.
A lot of water to go under the bridge before Sunday night, but do you think Bryce wins the MVP?
I think he's our MVP without a question. And what he's been able to do on a regular basis with the attention that he gets on the court, you know, it's he's he's miles in front of anybody else in this league, I think.
Yeah, obviously, I think the deadline for voting was Monday, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so fair way to enter the voting period the day before.
Yeah, no, it was, it's a bit early. Obviously, you like to the whole season get done before the votes get up, but that's the way it is.